Hi, Goodvach. This is Parshat Reyigash, and it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are winding our way through Sefer Bereishit, almost through the Sefer and into Sefer Shemot, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Now, towards the beginning of this week's Parsha, Yehuda is pleading with the viceroy of Egypt, who, unbeknownst to him, is his long-lost brother, Yosef. Among his words is the phrase, when he's pleading to Yosef, and he is referring to Binyamin, alone was left to his mother, and his father loved him. Actually, a very loaded statement. But what's interesting is that one of the things that's specifically striking about this is the words of Vayevater and Levado, which may ring a bell because they also appear together just a couple of parshas ago when Yaakov is left alone and encounters the Malach of Esav, Esav's angel. So the Baal HaTorim notes that actually these are the only two times in the Torah where these terms do in fact appear together, and it indicates a war or struggle that is brewing. By Yaakov, it was his fight with the Malach, with the angel, and by Yehuda, it was about to be a war. It was going to be a confrontation because Yehuda realized that something was up. It wasn't, you know, that this was a mistake thing. He realized that there was a conspiracy and he was going to fight the viceroy tooth and nail. It didn't matter what was going on. He had to do it. He was going to fight Yosef head on. Ultimately, we wound up knowing that Yosef revealed himself, and they wound up having Shalom instead, and it was great. But there's actually even more connection with these words. So the gematria, the numerical value of the phrase, Vayivater hu levado, and he was left alone, is equal to several intriguing phrases, including Olot v'kan echad, rising up on one stalk or branch, which was a phrase that was actually mentioned in last week's Parsha, when Paro was telling Yosef of his dreams. It refers to the seven shibolim, or grain clusters, that were connected to one stalk or base, which has a lot of symbolic meaning, the most simple one being the 7 years of plenty or satiety that would happen with the grain in Mitzrayim, but it also parallels the seven branches of the menorah in the Mishkan, in Beit HaMikdash, and it represents some level of unity or a spectrum. As we know, seven represents the natural order of things, but it's also one of the types of spectrums or sets, if you will, and therefore represents some form of unity, and perhaps even alluding to the Jewish people, even though that was, you know, obviously in Paro's dream. But also has to do with the way the Torah words it. Now, this trend continues further as we look into other gematrias. Vayevater hu levado. He was left alone. What else is it equal to? It's also equal to gam anachnu gam avotenu, which actually appears later in this week's Parsha, and also us, also our forefathers, where Yosef instructs his brothers to refer to themselves as Anshei Mikna, which were men of cattle, or men of in this case, men of purchase, right, to do with commerce, but it had specifically to do with the procurement and shepherding of sheep. Now, interestingly enough, this word of Mikna, which literally means acquirer, in this case, acquirer of cattle, but this word Mikna, Mem Kuf Nun Hei, bears a striking resemblance to the word Kaneh, which not only means to acquire, but it also means a stalk or a branch, right? As we said, the seven rising up on one stalk or branch, Olot v'kana echad. So again, there's this interesting connection. Therefore, in a sense, Yosef was telling his brothers that all of them, all 12 of them, the 10 that sold him, Yosef himself, and Binyamin, are all Anshei Mikna. They're all part of one stalk. In this case, 12 on one stalk, not seven. But if they're all part of one stalk, they're one branch, and they should never be separated. They were all one people. And therefore, one other important gematria, Vayevater hu levado, it should not be surprising, it's also equal to Kahal Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, which either could be seen as literally the sons of Israel, right, which is the 12 Shvatim, or Kahal Yisrael, as we often understand it, as all the descendants in Kahal Yisrael. Now, it's very interesting to look at why this term Vayevater levado is used in only two instances, once by Yaakov and once by Binyamin specifically. Why is that? So Yaakov was destined to fight the Koach, or power of Esav, through his angel, and his merit would become known as Yisrael, and the father of Kahal Yisrael. Now Binyamin was the youngest of the 12 brothers, and the last to join them in Egypt, and thus him coming down to Mitzrayim was symbolic of the completion of the 12 tribes and what was going to transpire in the future. All 12 tribes would now be together, and they would begin their journey in Egypt, would ultimately yield redemption, and then receiving the Torah, and entering the land of Israel, which, mind you, was called Israel, although we also called it as Canaan. And it was Binyamin coming down to Egypt, which also facilitated bringing Yaakov down to Egypt, which fully completes the first step of this process as designed by Hashem. Now, This might even be equal, again, might be into two in the phrase we have out there, hu levado. Now, obviously, the word hu comes up all the time. But there is actually one instance where the Gemara notes this. Hu is hevav aleph, not W-H-O, hevav aleph is numerically equal to the number 12. Now, it was not truly Binyamin, but the 12 tribes who were alone. But what does it mean they were alone? Levado doesn't necessarily mean alone, but it can mean distinct. They're a distinct people. And they had to remember that. As they entered Mitzrayim, and you know, as I heard in a shiur today by Rabbi Mizell, that the greatest danger that they faced in Mitzrayim, at least initially when Mitzrayim was friendly, was assimilation. But they had to maintain their distinctness as a people. The sons of Yaakov and their descendants and their descendants, they were meant to stay in Goshen, and they were meant to be distinct, set apart, even one of a kind. All of these things can be described by the word levado. As we see, it even describes Hashem in Adon Olam. The Jewish people were meant to be distinct and meant to be set apart. We are a different nation than the rest of the world, and we have to see it that way. This perhaps can also be seen in the continuation of our pasuk when it says, "Ve'yivatehu avado le'imo ve'aviv ahevo," and he was left alone to his mother, and his father loved him. You could perhaps interpret it as follows: and he, meaning the Jewish people, are distinct from imo. Explain that in a second. And their father, meaning their father in heaven, Shemayim Hashem, loves him, loves the nation. Now, the word imo is similar to the word uma, which means nation, right? Same letters, same intrinsic letters of Aleph and Mem. B'nai Yisrael is distinct from the other nations, and especially when we are distinct, but in any case, our Father in heaven, Hashem, loves us. We are cherished and meant to have a special role in the world, and this was the very beginning of the process. Obviously, it started with, you know, Hashem choosing Avram, although Avram sort of chose Hashem too, and that whole process. But now we are together for the first time as a nation. In fact, and you know, very shortly we're going to be called an Am for the first time, although that was more from a persecution standpoint, but it was still a sense of identity. We truly are loved when we can be united, when we are emanating from one branch, from one kana, and one stock. And that's when we have the ability to acquire things. But hopefully when we acquire things, which is also from kana, we don't splinter off, so to speak, into other branches, not like in a, you know, in a, I mean, it's okay to have, you know, differences of opinions and different sects. It's not necessarily so problematic as long as we get along with one another. But when we spread out so much that we no longer have this identity, that we're really from the same tree, the same branch, the same stock, then that's when there's a problem and we need to reinforce our unity. We need to see ourselves as one people, one kahal, one kahila, one nation, Klal Yisrael, an Am Yisrael, and put aside any petty strife and fighting. Yes, we can have our differences. It's important to have differences. You know, it's important to acknowledge those differences. It's important to flush things out. And it's okay to have different hashkafas, as long as they're rooted from the good place. But the issue is when we have petty strife, when we have strife for no good reason, or a strife just because we don't like the other side, and fighting without just cause. That's not what we should be fighting about. There's much more important things to be fighting about. So may we have the clarity and the fortitude to do so, to see ourselves as one people, one nation, and that we merit the ultimate unity of our people. B'mhera b'yameinu, wishing you all an amazing Shabbat Shalom.